Zonda Crypto CEO out of reach as Polish prosecutors. Probe 4500 BTC wallet. Polish prosecutors have opened a formal investigation into Zonda Crypto, one of the country's longest-running crypto exchanges, after claims that a cold wallet holding roughly 4500 BTC is inaccessible and that the company's CEO, Przemysław Kral, cannot be reached. Cointelegraph reported the update on April 24, 2026, citing the ongoing probe and complaints from hundreds of potential victims. At Bitcoin's price of $78,343 as of April 24, 2026, the disputed cold wallet would represent around $352 million in customer-linked funds. The exchange has not publicly produced on-chain proof that the coins remain intact or under its control. What prosecutors are looking at. According to the Cointelegraph report, Polish authorities are examining whether customer funds held with Zonda Crypto were properly segregated, whether the claimed cold wallet balance matches what users were told they owned, and whether the CEO's absence is material to the case. The probe is in an early stage and no charges have been filed. Investigators are reportedly working through complaints from users who cannot withdraw, alongside documentation the exchange previously shared with counterparties and regulators. The inaccessible framing is the part that most directly concerns depositors. Exchanges lose access to cold wallets through lost keys, internal disputes over signatories, court-imposed freezes, or in the worst cases, because the balance was never there in the form users believed. Why the CEO's absence matters. In any Polish corporate investigation, the CEO is a central witness, and an unreachable chief executive slows every other work stream. Account freezes, key ceremonies, user communications, and cooperation with the regulator. It also sharpens the reputational damage. Users who could not withdraw last week now see a headline that pairs inaccessible cold wallet with out-of-reach CEO, and most will assume the worst without waiting for the legal process. Kral has been a visible figure in Polish crypto policy debates for years. His silence now, during a criminal probe, changes the tone of the story from a technical outage into something closer to a solvency question. The pattern. Centralized exchanges and custody risk Zonda Crypto is the latest reminder that the exchange said the coins are there is not the same as proof. FTX, Quadriga CX, and a series of smaller European venues have all produced the same sequence. A cold wallet that cannot be opened on demand, a founder who becomes unreachable, and a prosecutor's office that has to reconstruct what users actually owned. For anyone holding balances on a custodial exchange, the practical lesson is unchanged. Keys you do not control are a promise, not a holding. That is why a growing slice of frequent spenders pair exchange accounts with self-custody options that settle from wallets the user signs for directly. It is also why proof of reserves disclosures have become a minimum standard for serious venues, even though they do not catch every problem. What users in Poland can do now. Affected customers should preserve their own records before any further communication from the exchange, account statements, withdrawal attempts, transaction IDs, and any correspondence tied to the disputed balance. Polish prosecutors typically open a formal victim registration process once a case reaches a certain threshold, and primary documentation is what determines restitution priority if assets are later recovered. Readers based in Poland can also file complaints through the Financial Supervision Authority, KNF, which has jurisdiction over the exchange and has historically coordinated with prosecutors in crypto cases. Filing early matters because the victim list, not the size of the individual claim, tends to drive the pace of recovery work. What to watch next? Three data points will tell the rest of the story. First, whether Zonda Crypto can publish an on-chain signature from the disputed 4500 BTC address proving custody, which takes minutes and costs nothing if the funds are truly under the exchange's control. Second, whether Kral surfaces publicly or through counsel within the coming week, which would meaningfully change the probe's trajectory. Third, whether Polish prosecutors seek asset preservation orders against related corporate entities, which would be the first sign that investigators believe assets could be dissipated. If the exchange cannot produce a wallet signature and the CEO stays out of reach, the case will start to look less like an operational crisis and more like a solvency event. At that point, the relevant reference class is other European exchange failures, where recovery timelines stretch into years.